And now a true crime story that involves a theft, an anonymous tip, and a very special tuba. That is the missing tuba, a sousaphone to be exact. Here's its owner to tell us about his instrument, how he lost it, and got it back again.
My name's Ben Jaffe, and I'm the tuba player with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And 2 weeks ago, my sousaphone tuba went missing after one of our shows in New Orleans. If you're trying to identify the sound, you listen to the low end. You listen for the bass. You listen for the bottom. You wear it around your neck, almost like a gigantic necklace, and it has a bell that comes up over your head. I purchased my horn shortly after Hurricane Katrina. I lost my instruments in Hurricane Katrina. It just has become a part of me. It's traveled the world several times with me. Every little nick and ding on that horn has a story behind it. When we realized the horn was missing, we began, searching all of the obvious places that we thought it could be. We went back to the venue that we played at, and we double-checked there. And then there's this sinking feeling that it's gone. That's when we got the word out and started working through social media to get, the whole community motivated to locate the instrument. And ultimately, it worked. Someone who had read the newspaper spotted the horn and contacted us anonymously. And through that tip, we were able to retrieve the instrument.
Yeah, look out now.
Keep your head up.
I just got the horn back yesterday. I spent the day cleaning the horn and getting the valves working again. There was some damage to the valves. I'm going to have to ship the horn to a specialist to have it overhauled. But I was just so excited to have my horn back that even though it's damaged, I'm going to play it anyway. All right, so I've got my tuba right here. Let me play it for you.
That's Ben Jaffe, the tuba player for the Preservation Hall Jazz Band in New Orleans. We caught up with him in Austin, Texas. The band is debuting a new documentary called A Tuba to Cuba at the South by Southwest Music Festival.